Okay, we're beginning here at the top of Hey Amud Aleph, about three lines down. The Gemara concluded yesterday that when it came to the issue of Lishma, L'chatchila, a person needs to have Lishma by the Karbanot. On the other hand, B'dieved, if they didn't have Lishma, then they are Yirtzu. They do work the Korban as a Nedava, but they do not alu the Balim L'chovah, but they do not discharge the obligation of the individual who brought them. So now, Rami Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, "I'm ohi beit midrasha." He's laying on his stomach in the base medrash. He had a question. Umakshe im ksheirim heim yirtzu. If the korbanot are good korbanot, let them be meratzeh. Let them discharge the obligation of the individual who brought them. Let them be totally fine. V'mein meratzin, and if they do not discharge the obligation of the individuals bringing them, lama ba'im, then why bother to bring them? I mean, that it should be either or. Either it should work and work entirely, and everything should be fine. Or, if it doesn't work, then why bother to bring such karbanot? So, Amarlo, Rabbi Elazar. And so the Girsir switches it from Eliezer but to Rabbi Elazar, the Dei Amora. Matzinu bivain achar mita, shehen kesherim ve'em ratzin. We have such a paradigm somewhere else, that we do bring karbanot, even though they're not meratzeh, even though they do not discharge any obligation of the person who is bringing them. And that's a case of where someone passes away. It's not. Haisha shevia chatata umeta. So this is an individual, a woman who gave birth. She's a yoledet. A yoledet is chayevet to bring two ber karbanot, an ola, and a chatat. So she already brought her chatat, and then passed away before she had a chance to bring her ola. Yaviu yorshim olata. Then her inheritors can bring the ola on her behalf. Olata, on the other hand, if she only brought her ola, umeita, and then passed away, lo yaviu yorshim chatata. On the other hand, the yorshim cannot bring her chatat on her behalf. That is because we have a rule, pechatat, chatat shemeitu baleha, chatat whose owners have passed away is yotze lemita, goes out to mita, it's put to death, because it's not ro'oi lemizbeach anymore. On the other hand, if she already brought her chatat, and all that's left is the olah, the yoshim can bring it on her behalf. And we know there's no kapara lemeitim. This person's not alive. There are no baldim here. And yet we still bring the korban. So here you see a case where the korban is kasher, and in meratzim, it's not meratzeh. It doesn't bring any ritzui on behalf of the baldim, as Rashi says, she'ein kapara lemeitim. And Tosafot has a slightly different variation on this. The way it formulates it is, "Meukom olam dami k'tzat adodi." The similar case of dinyan dein meratzin ritzui gamur dein kapara the maid v'la bar chiyuv habahu. It's not somebody who's bringing out of obligation. Ela shenitchayev akorban michayim. This person was chayav when they were alive, and now it's being brought on their behalf after they pass away. So now you have this case where I can show you that we do bring karbanot, and the karban is kasher, and yet it's not providing any form of ritzui. So Amalei, Rish Lakish responded to Rabbi Elazar and says, "Modina lecha ba'ola, da'achi lachar mita." Great, that works well by an ola, because an ola can come achar mita. Asham delo ati lachar mita min olon. So how do you even explain the case of Asham? Now we already know by chatat it's not a question, because our Mishnah already says that chatat doesn't work when you do it shelo lishma. So there's no question about the chatat. On ola or ishlamim, when we're talking about voluntary offerings, those are items that can be brought after the person passed away, so that I'm comfortable with. What I'm not comfortable with is how you can explain the cases of asham. Asham is something that people do not bring as a voluntary offering, and it's also not brought after death. Where do you have a case when asham is brought, and it's einu meratzeh? What type of case is that? So he says, "Amalei madina lachvola da'ach lachamita. Asham t'kolati lachamita minolon. Amalei harei machlokotcha b'tzido." Wait, oh, you have a good question. Because you know what? In our Mishnah, there's also someone else who holds just like you. Because Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah says, "Af Hashem." That's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer says in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, an Asham is identical to a Chatat. Just like a Chatat is Mechaper, and a Asham is Mechaper, so just like a Chatat cannot be brought Lolishma, so to an Asham will be brought Lolishma. So no problem here. We'll just explain. If you have a question, you can just hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So he says, Amar, Zeu Shomrim Alav Adam Gadohu? He asked in a rhetorical question, this Rabbi Elazar, this is what they say about this individual. He's such a great person. Kamina ano Mishnah Shlema. I'm trying to explain the Mishnah in its entirety. I mean, I'm trying to be part of the mainstream opinion or explain the mainstream opinions in the Mishnah. Vatamartli Rabbi Elazar, and then you corner me down and lock me into being Rabbi Elazar. Great. So you explain the position of Rabbi Elazar. I want to explain the position of the whole Mishnah of the Tanna Kamma. I want to understand what the logic behind this is. Even if you say that an Hashem is no problem, lo lishman, it comes and it's not Meratzel Abalim. I will give myself a doorway, meaning that I have a slight way to explain what I'm saying. Motzas Vatecha, that is the pasuk that we quote at the end of yesterday's daf, as well as on the first daf of the Masechta, which is Motzas Vatecha Tishmar Vasita Kasher Nadarta Hashem Elokecha Nidava. So Gemara asks always, "Hi Nidava, Nedu." Why does the pasuk start out with the neder, and then it ends up with Nidava? Kedileel, like we darshan did above, that when it becomes and when you come to discard your obligation and you do everything right, then it's a neder. If you don't do everything right, it turns into a Nidava. It turns into a donation to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Mikdash, and you bring the Korban, but it does not discharge your neder, does not discharge your obligation. So in the end, Reish Lakish ends up with the conclusion using the Pasuk that we used before to explain exactly this point, that there is such a concept where a Korban, even though it's not Olel Balim, that it still works, that it still is allowed to be brought Bidi Eved on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, Yotiv Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, Yotiv Abaye Gabayu. So if the three of them sitting together, that's Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, and Abaye sitting with them, using their Rabbeinu Tam's principle that whoever is singled out here, which is Abaye, he's the one who's going to give us the Chiddush in the next Sugya. V'yatvei v'kamrei, they were saying, V'kashalei the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had difficulty. Asham lo ati l'achar mito. So that his problem, Reish Lakish's issue, was that he couldn't explain about an Hashem that comes after death. Since there's no Hashem after death, maybe an Hashem also should not have a din of being miratzeh, or be able to be part of his beach when it's not discharging the obligation of the balim. So Mar says, "V'nasiv la tamuda motzas vatecha." In the end, he brought as a solution motzas vatecha. Wait a minute. Why is that a good solution to the problem? Let's think about when we're talking about the pasuk of Motzas Vatecha Tishmor. If you have to keep what you have said over there, that pasuk is dealing with offerings or voluntary offerings that are brought to the Mikdash, to the Mizbeach, to Hashem. That's a neder or a nidava. Well, neder and nidava can only be comprised of certain karbanot. For instance, an olah and a shlamim. An olah and a shlamim are brought as a neder and a nidava. But an Hashem is not brought as a neder or a nidava. So how did Reish Lakish come to any conclusion from the pasuk of Motzas Vatecha? Let us say, if we have Motzas Vatecha, Ema, Abab, neder, nidava, a type of korban, a category of korban that can be brought as a neder or nidava, which is an olah or shlamim, laiti velirtze. You can bring those, and they will not benefit the individual who brought them. I mean, they will not discharge the obligation that they had. Asham, on the other hand, lo laite klau. Asham, maybe you can't bring it at all. Enochanami, maybe Reish Lakish is right. Asham should not be brought at all. Olah and shlamim that are covered by the pasuk of Motzas Vatecha, b'di'evit, they can be brought. So they'll be brought as a donation, but they won't be miratzeh. They won't discharge the obligations of the individual bringing them. Amar lahu Abaye. So here's Abaye's response. Here's the Chiddush. Abaye is the one who's going to speak here. Reish Lakish mihacha potoch. Reish Lakish went from this pasuk. V'shachat ota l'chatat. It says that he shechs it for a chatat. Ota lishma ksheira shlo lishma psula. There's something unique about the chatat. We have the word ota, which is a miyut. Shechat ota l'chatat. You should shech it for a chatat. What's this miyut teach me? That only a chatat has this stipulation for it, which is lishma ksheira. If you do it properly, if you do it lishma, it's kasher. Shlo lishma, if you do it improperly, psula. Ha, what we can infer from this, or what we can conclude from this is, Harshar Kochim, Shalolishma Neksherim, that other Kochim also, Shalolishma are Kasher, Yachol Yeratzu. So I think, well, if they're excluded from the Chatat, and the Chatat doesn't work, Lolishma, maybe these Karbanot will work, Lolishma, and they'll work so well that they'll discharge the obligations of the individual bringing them. Tamalomar Motza Svatecha. So therefore, it says, Matzat Svatech, to teach you that it only works b'di'eved, not l'chatchila. So the limud that Abaye brings down to support the position of Reish Lakish is that we learn it out of chatat. So when we learn it out of chatat, that means that any other korban besides a chatat is kasher shelo lishma. So that avoids the problem of using Matzat Svatech. Matzat Svatech would limit you to neder nidava. Once you use it as a miyut from a chatat, the miyut from a chatat, any other korban besides a chatat is any korban. That means an asham, olah, shlamim, any other korban is kasher lo lishma. Ah, you would think, okay, if it's excluded from the parsha of lishma, from the chatat, then let us say the same thing, which is that it'll work totally. Let us say the fact that it's excluded from the lo lishma being psula, maybe it means it's totally kasher. No, along comes the bar and says, no, that which is what you have motzas patecha to teach you, that it turns in from a neder to a nidava. So Gemara says, okay, but we can make the same now, narrowing of position of Abaye, like we just did, or we asked before, on Reish Lakish himself, which is, well, Ema, let us say, Ababa neder midava laiti velo lirtze. Something that comes as a neder nidava, you'll be able to bring, it'll be kasher, because it's not a chatat, it's excluded from the word ota. Then lo lirtze, it won't work, it won't discharge the obligation or be meratzeh for the balim, because I have the pasuk of motzas svatecha. On the other hand, Hashem, artsuya inami lirtze, Hashem not only will be kasher, it'll even work l'chatchila, be meratzeh. Why? Because the only pasuk that applies to the Hashem is a pasuk by the chatat. By the chatat, we say ota, chatat requires lishma, and it's psula if it doesn't have it, but any other karban is fine. So Hashem is fine, because it doesn't have that limitation that is learned by the chatat. So now means that if I bring an Hashem Shalol Lishma, it's kasher. Ah, what are you going to say? Maybe it should be kasher and not be miratzeh. Well, the limud from lo miratzeh, I learned out of the pasuk Motzei Sfatecha. Motzei Sfatecha, it's only talking about a neder and davar, it's only talking about voluntary offerings. So that limitation from the pasuk from Motzei Sfatecha does not apply to an Hashem. If that's the case, then Hashem should not only be kasher, it'll be miratzeh. Samar Abaye, Hashem demirtzeh lo matzit amart. Right, you can't say that an Hashem is Metzeh because of a Kal v'chomer mi'olah. Because we learn that from an Olah. That is, that logic is mufrach. That logic doesn't hold. How could it be that an Olah or a Shlamim, which are a lower level of Karban, would be Kasher, but not be Meratzeh? On the other hand, an Hashem, which is a higher level of Karban, and you're missing the Lishma aspect. So you have a case, you say it's Kasher, but to say that it would also be Meratzeh, that things, everything's will be fine with an Hashem, that doesn't make sense. So learn how to Kavach or Me'olah. Ma'olah she'ena mechaperet, ena Meratzeh. An Olah, which doesn't bring a Kapara, it's not literally, it doesn't bring no Kapara, but it doesn't bring any defined Kapara. We see it in the latter half of today's daf, and Olah does give Kapara for an Asay, or for a Lav and a Takla Asay, for smaller Aveirot. But it's Enim a Kaparat, and nevertheless, Enim a Ratzeh, Hashem Shemechaper, Hashem that comes for a specific type of Kapara that is designated, Enu Din Shenum a Ratzeh, then certainly it should not work to discharge the obligations of the individual bringing it. Where it says, no, Ola is a chumra also. Mala Ola shekein kalil. Ola, the entire korban ends up on the mizbeach. So maybe that's why by the Ola it's not miratzeh, because it has a chumra. Where it says, shlamim yochichu. That we can learn out from shlamim. Mala shlamim. So we'll learn out from shlamim. So where it says, mala shlamim. Shlamim also has a chumra. Shekein to unim. Smicha, nesachim, utnufa. There's a question as to whether to add the word in smicha. In general, that is a chumra of shlamim, which is that it has smicha, as we saw yesterday, that the balim have to put their hands on it and do smicha, speak about the korban, to give a vidui, whatever they want to say over the korban. Nisachim, they have to bring libations with it. Utnufa, chazeh v'shok, they have to do a waving offering with the chazeh v'shok, which ends up going to the kohanim. So you have these three items that are unique to a shlamim. That makes the shlamim a chumra, has something more chamor than a nasham. So the Gemara says, Ola tochiyah, from then you can prove from Ola. So you have now Ola and shlamim, where we know both of them are kosher, but ain't a miratzim. So if I take the combination of an Ola and the shlamim together, what is the common denominator between them? Chazar adin, lo reizeh kareizeh. The chumra of this one is not like the chumra of the other one. Lo reizeh kareizeh. And the chumra of the other is not like this one. Meaning shlamim and Ola both have chumrot, but they have chumrot that are different. So each one of them will knock off the other's chumra. And therefore the common denominator in the machaneh meshutaf that's left, so the shem shem chain kochim, that they're kochim, shachotam shlo lishma, and they were done lo lishma, and kasherim ve'ein miratzim, they're kasher ve'ein miratzeh. Afani avi Hashem shu kodesh, v'shachotam shlo lishma, it's kadosh, he brought it shlo lishma, kasher ve'ein miratzeh. Gemara says, wait, there is a common denominator between a lush lamim that has a chumrah that's not applicable to an Hashem, which is malat tzad shemesh and she'en ken yeshno bitzibur. You have such a concept by the olah can be brought with the tzibur. You have a korban tamid that's brought every day. You have the korbanei musaf that are brought. You have a lot that are brought all the time as korbanei tzibur. And you also have shlamim that are brought as a korbanei tzibur. It's actually only one time a year that they're brought, and that's on Shavuot. You have the kibsei atzeret that are brought as shlamim, shalmei tzibur. But there is no such thing as an Hashem tzibur. So maybe that chumrah, the fact that the olah and shlamim are brought tzibur, is what makes it that they are kasher ve'enu miratzeh. But Hashem ve'enu chanami will be kasher and miratzeh, because it doesn't have that chumrah. Where it says, todah yochiach. Now we have a third karban where we know this din, and that's from the todah. Ma the todah, v'shekein ta'un lechem. Wait, todah has a chumrah also, which is that it requires to have lechem brought alongside of the korban. So where it says, olah shlamim yochicho, olah shlamim backed it off. They don't have lechem, and yet they still are kasher v'enu miratzeh. Again, now, what's the common denominator between a todah, a shlamim, and an olah? That's what Gemara says. V'chazer din, lo rizek reizev, lo rizek reizev, tzad hashev v'sheven. The common denominator between all of them is shein kodshim, shachatan shlo lishman, kasher v'enu miratzeh. If they shech them shlo lishma, then they are kasher, and they're not miratzeh. Afani avi Hashem shu kodesh. Also include an Hashem which is kodesh. Shachato shlo lishmo. Yudei shechted shlo lishmo. Shekasher ve'enu miratzeh. That it's kasher and it's not miratzeh. So here we do between a shlamim, an olah, and a todah, all of which can be brought as voluntary offerings. Therefore, they're covered by the pasuk of motzas fatecha. And from that, we learn out that even though from the pasuk by chatat, I learn out that other karbanot shlo lishma are ksherim, nevertheless, they are ksherim, but ksherim b'deyevet, that they're eina miratzim. So all three of these karbanot, I can learn that out. If I take the common denominator between them, even though each one individually has a chumrah, no two chumrot are the same. So if I take the common denominator between them, I can learn out to Hashem and tell me that anything that's kodesh, that do shlo lishma, shechet shlo lishma, is a good karban, but not miratzeh. So Gemara says, no, wait a minute, there is a common denominator chumrah between these kri karbanot. What is that? There is something that is common denominator, a chumrah that might make them different, which is that all of them come as a neder and nidava. You know, all of them can be brought as voluntary offerings, which is not true by an Hashem. So maybe the fact that they can be brought as a voluntary offering is what makes them special or unique. And because of that, kasherim, they're kasher, but einim ratzim, they're not oleh l'chovah. On the other hand, Hashem that does not have that chumrah, maybe it's kasher and miratzeh. Maybe it's kasher and they can be miratzeh. El amar Rava, so Rava says in the end, no, this is the pasuk you need to solve the problem. This is the pasuk we brought at the end of yesterday's daf, which is Zot HaTorah, the pasuk that's found again towards the end of the tzav, after we go through all halachot of the karbanot, Zot HaTorah, la'olah, la'mincha, la'chatat, la'asham, la'mulim, la'zevach ha'shlamim. Therefore, hekesh ha'katuv. The katuv does a hekesh between all the karbanot. There's a hekesh to shlamim. Ma shlamim, she'en kodshim, u'shachtam, shalushman, kshirim, ve'im meratzim. Just like by shlamim, if you bring the korban, we know that it's kasher. Why is it kasher if you bring it shalom lishma? Because of the pasuk by chatat. Ota, velo, any other karban. Only the chatat is problematic shalom lishma. How do I know it's kasher and not miratzim? Not miratzim comes from motzat spatecha. So now I know that din by shlamim. Once I know that din by shlamim, I'm going to learn from shlamim to Hashem. How do I do that? I do that from the hekesh in the pasuk. Hekesh in mishivin alav. Once you have a hekesh, we don't ask logical questions. Hekesh is a type of limud that is extra logic. It's outside of the logical arguments, and therefore I can't ask a question of it. Afani avi Hashem, shu kodesh v'chulei. Meaning that it should also have the same din, which is that it's kasher v'enu miratzeh. Where it says, wait a minute, that pasuk has a lot of items in it. Ma chazita, ma ra'ita da'akashka shlishamim. Why did you make the hekesh shlishamim? Hekesh l'chatat. Why did you make a hekesh l'chatat? The pasuk also has the word chatat in it. Why do we say that Hashem is dome l'shlamim? Better to say that it's dome l'chatat. It's much more like a chatat. It's like a chatat, and it's not even kosher whatsoever. The Gemara says no, because amiyet rachmano ota. The pasuk by chatat already excluded anything else being like it. And that is, it says, "B'shachat ota b'chatat." Ota is a miut to tell you that no other korban is like a chatat. So therefore, we cannot compare the asham to a chatat. Rather, the asham will be compared to a shlamim. Could have been to, again, to an olah as well. If they're one of these two, since they are compared, there's a hekesh between them, the same din will apply. Just like the din by the shlamim is that it's kasher ve'enu miratzeh, so too by the asham, the din will be that it's kasher ve'enu miratzeh. So now the Gemara brings down another situation in which some Amoraim were sitting together, and one of them said a chiddush, which is Yativ Rav Huna Rav Nachman, Yativ Rav Sheshet Gabayu. So Rav Huna Rav Nachman Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet is singled out here, so we assume that Rav Sheshet is going to give us something special here. Yativ Kamrei, Kashle Reish Lakish. Lakish had a problem with Rav Elazar's explanation of why it's kasher Veinu Miratzeh, because Hashem, Delo Ati L'Achar Mita, Hashem doesn't come after Mita. In that you solved the problem of Elazar for an Olah and a Shlamim, but you can't solve me the problem of an Hashem, and therefore I don't understand your logic. So Leimele Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar should have responded to Reish Lakish, Hashem Nami Mati Ati L'Achar Mita. There's also an Hashem that is brought after death. Amar Lahu Rav Sheshet, Hashem Lamai Karev. So I'm going to do it through the question of Rav Sheshet and explain to you when is an Hashem brought after death. Rav Sheshet says, wait a minute, which Hashem are you talking about that comes after death? Amar Lahu Rav Sheshet, Hashem Lamai Karev. Why does an Hashem come to Achamita? Oh, the Motro for its leftovers. So the case here is where somebody either separated out money. He designated money to pay for an Hashem, and he had an excess of what he needed. He bought the Hashem, and he had excess money. That additional money then falls to what's called the Olat Nedavah, or goes to the Ketz Mizbeach, falls into the coffers of the Mikdash, from which those monies were brought, Karbonot Olah, that went on the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach was idle. Or another case, possibly, is where a person either separated out two Hashemot, Lachrayut. He brought two Hashemot. In case he lost one, he had a second one as a backup. He brought the first one. The backup, again, goes out. That's throughout the Riyah. Goes out to get it as a blemish, and it's brought an Olah afterwards. Or a case where the Balim were Nitchaper already, or they passed away. Then the Hashem goes out, the Riyah goes out to pasture. When it gets a moment, we redeem it and bring an Olah. So the way that you bring an Hashem after death is with whatever excess, or the Hashem that is brought afterwards is that it's exchanged and brought as an Olah l'achar mita. So he says, well, if that's what you think that's brought l'achar mita, chatat namin mikrav karva motar chatat. Well, you have the same din by a chatat. A chatat, the excess money, if you separated out extra money or monies for a chatat and it was in excess of what you needed, those extra monies are then designated to be brought as an olah. They go into the coffers to bring olah nedava. And so too, if you had two karbanot, you separated out two animals in order to be achrayut for his chatat. He says, listen, in case I lose one, I'm taking two for a chatat. If he brings one, the other one, then is yipol nedava, falls as a voluntary offering, becomes an olah. So what you want to bring to me a proof or a question about an Hashem, that Hashem is brought after Mita. What's your example of an Hashem that's brought after Mita? The case where there's excess, and then it's brought as an Olah afterwards. Well, you know what? I have the exact same thing by a Chatat. That's not unique to an Hashem. That's true of a Chatat. You know what the problem is? By a Chatat, lo lishmas psula. So that can't prove anything over here. Chatat amivgav karva mutarat chatat. Avgav de karva mutra miyit rachmana. Who? So wait a minute, no. By a chatat, in Ochanami, you're right. A chatat also has the same din as an Hashem, that it can be brought after death, in the sense that if it's transferred or converted into an Olah, that it can be brought after death. But there's a miut in the Pasuk, we have a specific word, hu, which is chatat hu. Since it's a chatat, that comes, b'sayir nasi, when it relates to the fact that, v'shachat oto b'mkom asher yishchatat olah v'fnei Hashem chatat hu. Chatat hu says, it's a chatat, and nothing else. I mean, chatat hu means that it's shechatenu l'shem chatat. You must shecht l'shem chatat, but shlo lishma doesn't work. So ein ochanami, we do have a chatat achar mita, and ein ochanami, maybe it would have been, and a chatat shlo lishma should work. But we have gzeret ha-katuv by chatat that says chatat hu. The Gemara says, well, if you want to go that direction, Hashem namikti behu. By the Hashem, we also have the word hu, should be a miyud. Diktura mizbech yishel Hashem Hashem hu. So Hashem hu should also be a miyud. It should be an Hashem shafidon l'shem Hashem and nothing else. Where it says, no, those who's are different because they're located in a different place. Because it says, that who is mentioned after the bringing of the emorim, putting on the fat or whatever has to go to the mizbeach, on the mizbeach. Kedetanya, we have a b'dichtiv, we have a b'raita, aval, asham, lo nemar bahu, el acharak tate emorim. It only comes after emorim. Vahu atzmo, or heim atzmam, those emorim themselves, imlo iktiru kasher, those emorim were not put on the mizbeach, they are kasher. Because the only thing that's ma'akev when it comes to a karban is the zrikat adam. The ikar kapara comes in the zrikat adam, and that's what's ma'akev. Once you zorek the dam for the korban, the balim are yotzei. The karban is a good, valid korban. You're supposed to bring the fats, you're supposed to put the certain items on the mizbeach. If you don't, the korban is still kasher, they're not ma'akev the kapara. So therefore, when it says by the pasuk by Hashem, where it says "Viktiru amizbecha Hashem hu," so that's we're speaking about Yiskiru Zbech Yishel Hashem Hashem hu. That's talking about the emurim and a part of the korban that's not ma'akev. So you could say who, but the who is in a place that's not ma'akev. So that who can't be a miyut to tell you that this lishma. True. Okay. L'chatchila, you should do it lishma. That's exactly what the who there will tell you. Like the emurim that you should do l'chatchila, so to who? You should do l'shem, asham, l'chatchila. Right, that's what we agree with. But you can't say b'di'emetz pasul, because the emurim themselves don't make it pasul, so the who there can't be defined. Whereas by the chatat, where the who is before the kapara, before the zrikat adam, that who is ma'akev, because it says, if you don't do lishma, it's just like the zrikat adam. Just like the zrikat adam is not... If you don't have zrikat adam, it's not mechaper. So too, without lishma, it's not mechaper by a chatat. Belahu lomali. Well then, why do I need the who by Hashem? If the who doesn't do anything for me here, what do I learn out from that miyot of who? It's because the Rav Huna Amarav. We need that for Rav Huna Amarav. The Rav Huna Amarav, Hashem shenitak the riyah v'shachato stam. Person Hashem, which already was designated to go out and graze, it wasn't going to be brought as a korban, it's designated to go graze, and once it gets a blemish in it, we'll redeem it and bring it as an olah. So it went out to graze, v'shachato stam, and he went ahead and shechted it without saying anything. Kasher. Then it's kasher. Nitak in, that's only if it went out to Riyah, only went out to pasture. Only at the point where we have already said that it's no longer being a sham, we put it out to pasture. Then it works when shachdo stam. Lo nitak, on the other hand, if it didn't go out to pasture yet, lo, it doesn't work. And that's what it means, a sham hu. As long as it still has a shame, a sham on it, you can't shecht it stam. Then it won't work. If you do it lo lishma, it's still kasher. But if you do it lishma, it's l'chatchila kosher. But if you shecht it stam while it's still in Hashem, that could be problematic. Unless it's already been designated not to be in Hashem anymore, it's put out to pasture, whether it gains a certain Hashem Allah. Therefore, when you shecht it stam, it becomes an Allah. The Gemara says, where do you know this from? My time off. How do you know this din? So I'm a krahu. Behavyato yeh, that it remains in its status. Who means it stays in its status? That means, as long as it's still in Hashem, it remains in the status of an Hashem. On the other hand, once it's nitak l'riyah, once it goes out to graze, then already it loses its status of an asham. If it loses its status of an asham, then when you shecht it stam, it's okay by the asham. So there is somewhat of a difficulty in this explanation of the Gemara, because it sounds like if you shechted that animal stam, that it would not be ksheira. Now why is that? That sounds like Rabbi Eliezer's position in our Mishnah, not the position of the Tanakama, because the Tanakama says that an asham shalo lishma, that is brought shalo lishma, is ksheira. And we said in the Gemara, stam kochim umdim lishma, and therefore when you bring it stam, it also works. So why over here does it not work? But the asham here is a unique type of asham. And that is because either Meitubalav, the owners of the asham, died, or Shnit Kapru Bacher, they got their kapara through a different asham. This asham, as it stands right now, is useless. It's not meaningful. It's not a korban at all. And therefore, according to Rashi, if you bring this korban asham stam, it doesn't have any shame korban to it. And that's why it's pasul. Only once it's nitak d'riyah, only once it's been sent out to graze with the shepherd in order to have a blemish and then they use it as an olah, then it takes on a shame olah. So once it's taken on a shame olah, if you shecht it stam, then it's olah. But before that point in time, if you shecht it stam, you're shechting an animal stam that has no meaning, has no usefulness as a korban, and that's why it's pasul. That's the way Rashi reads it. Tosfot, on the other hand, says, from our Gemara, it sounds like this issue of nitak d'riyah is a din d'oraita. The fact that the pasuk tells you who, that only after nitak is good, not before. But he says in other Gemaras, in the Gemara in Pesachim, we see nitak d'riyah is all a din d'rabbanan. It's all gzeirah. So therefore, Tosfos explains here that the din is like this. That truthfully, if you were to shech the animal stam after the balim had died, or after he already been itchaper with another animal, ein hochanami that midoraita, that would have been a fine animal. The chachamim were gozer in this case that atu lifnei kapara, meaning that that's true after the balim have already been nitchaper with another asham. That's true if after they died. Therefore, it's automatically designated as an asham moving to an olah. But before that point in time, for instance, when the two animals are sitting here, before the owners have used the other animal to be an asham, at that point in time, it's not clear that this asham is going to go out or be nitak liriya. And therefore, midoraita, lifnei kapara, there is a problem. That's who? The bahaviyatoti hei, that it remains an asham. So therefore, in this case, they were gozer achar kapara, after he was already nitchaper in another asham, even though technically min haTorah already now it's fine to bring as an olah, nevertheless, the chamim were gozer that has to be nitak deriyah. But only once it goes out to graze does it take on that shame. So that's a din derabanan of going out to be nitak deriyah. But midoraisa, the differentiation is between whether the asham still could possibly be brought as an asham, or has already been designated as an olah. If it could still possibly be brought as an asham, meaning that he's not nitchaper yet, then it's problematic. If he shecht it stam, it'll be pasul. On the other hand, if he's already nitchaper, or the balim already died, it's the end game for this animal is going to be that it's going liriyah, and therefore it would be fine min haTorah. Midrabanan, they were goes over here, nitak, that you have to have it go out to graze before it gets that status, because we don't want you to mix up or make that mistake before kapara. So that's all an imposition. The nitak and lo nitak is an imposition midrabanan. Midoraisa, the only thing that matters is whether this asham is going to be used for an asham, or possibly could be used an asham, versus if it's going to be to use for an olah. The Rabbanan came along and said, use nitak as the dividing line, in order that we don't make any mistakes of lifnei kapara. If he wasn't nitchaper yet, then midoraisa it's problematic, so therefore we want to prevent that. We made a gzeira of nitak, making a clearly defined line where the animal moves from asham to an olah, so that we don't make that mistake. Tosfot over here brings down the girsa of the Rabbeinu Tam, who changes the girsa here, and doesn't says, Rabbeinu Tam says that it doesn't say nitak v'lo in lo nitak lo. But rather, the who b'habiyatotehe is a question about the asham that goes out to pasture. How do I know that an asham that goes out to pasture, that when I bring it, that it's a good olah? That when I do it stam, that that's fine and it works as an olah. And that's b'habiyatotehe. That it'll be b'habiyatotehe what it's going to be in the end. What's the end game for this asham? The end game for this asham is to be an olah. Therefore, when it's nitak deriyah, once it already goes out to graze and I bring it stam, that's why it's kasher. It's kasher because the nitak already brings it into the parsha of olah. And in the end, what it's going to be is an olah. Therefore, by b'yatotehe, what it's going to be in the end, that's what it is now. And therefore, it's an olah right away. That means that this braita is not really addressing the case of before it's nitak deriyah, meaning before it goes out to pasture. Our braita is not addressing that. Our braita is addressing the chiddush once it's out to pasture. How do I know that that's enough to, if you make it stam, you shech it stam, it's kshera. So how I mean it would be that it's psula, because it's not an olah yet. It's waiting to be an olah, but it's not an olah yet. Kamash v'lan, that it is good. So the chiddush of the hu is to tell us that when it goes out to pasture, it's good. Not to tell us anything about before pasture, when it's an asham. When it's a pure, a full-fledged asham over there, then you have the dinim that are laid out in a mishnah. If it's done lishma, it works, and it's meratzeh. If it's done lishma, it's fine karban, but it's not meratzeh. Okay, now we have another case of a Moraim sitting around. The Yatvei Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet, Vyati Rav Adar, Rav Madna, Gabayu. So you have three Moraim, you have Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet, and now Rav Adar, Rav Madna, who's singled out. Vyatvei Kamei, Hadakama Rabbi Elazar, Matzinu Bevayim Nachamitash, and Ksherim. That which Rav Elazar answered to Reish Lakish, that we find there are carbonot that are brought Achamita, Vein Miratzim, and they are not Miratzeh, Lemele Reish Lakish, Hanunami, Laitu Velirtsu. Says, how do you know that? Maybe those should also come and be meretzeh. Meaning that, how do you know that that korban olah that's brought for the yoledet, the achar mitah, is not meretzeh? True. It's brought. It's a kashir korban. How do you know it's not meretzeh? What are you going to say to me? Oh, because the person's not around. Well, wait a minute. The yorshim will bring it. Let it be meretzeh on the yorshim. So I'm going to land Rav yoledet, imhi yelda, banam yeldu. Wait, this is a case of yoledet. Who says that her children need such a kapara? Who says that her daughter gave birth and now she's bringing the korban? The olah is good as a korban, it's kosher. Plus, it helps to bring or discharge an obligation when it comes to a yoledet, someone who's given birth. So wait, the only way that this is going to help you or be merat says if their children also have an obligation to bring a korban yoledet. Who says that the children are going to be having an obligation or a chiyuv to bring a korban yoledet? You can't draw any conclusions about that. What are you? Who's it being merat say on? Can't be meratzeh on the person who passed away, they're already dead. Can't be meratzeh on the Yerushim, they're not, they haven't given birth. Who said they gave birth over here? So Matkifla, Rav Asi, we have here, they should come back to change the gears to Rav Ashi. Uman leimalon de'ika kama se'gabal lo mitchapro. Who says that if a yoledet gives birth, and she has to bring a chatat and olah, and she's also obligated to bring an olah, we said before, that an olah is mitchaper on an asay, and a lav an itak lasay. Who says that a yoledet doesn't have a reason to bring an olah, independent of her being a yoledet? And if she does bring that olah, it does discharge her obligation. It takes care of the asays, the mitzvot asay, and the mitzvah a lav an itak lasay, that she's chayavet to bring a korban olah for. So if that's the case, the Yerushim can have that same benefit. So, just like by the Yoledet, if she had some assays that she needed kapara for, some positive commitment she needed kapara for, and the Olah will help her, even though she's bringing it because she's a Yoledet, so do Yosher Nami Mechapre. She work for the Yoshim as well as and take care of them in terms of an assay, in terms of obligations of being an Olah. So that's the question remains then. Why is it that we're so sure, according to Rabbi Lazar, that someone who brings a Korban as a Yoresh from a Yoledet who brought the Chatat before she died, left over the Olah, the Yoshim bring it, who says it's not both Kasher and Miratzeh? Kasher, because that's the din that a Yoresh could bring such a Korban. Miratzeh, because it did provide a Kapara to the woman, and now Kapara for the Yoshim. So Gemara says, the member of the Kanilu, wait a minute, that your assumption here is that then the Yerushim really own the Karban, it's going to be for their benefit. Someone who passed away and had a Korban Mincha that they were intending to bring, something that was Kodesh for a Korban Mincha, umeit, kreva, vein bashutfut. You're allowed to bring it, and there's no partnership here. If you think that the Yerushim actually kone it, nefesh amar rachmana v'lo kanilu. There's a special miyud by menachot, that menachot can only bring it nefesh, that only an individual brings a mincha. Partners, shutfim, the tzibur do not bring menachot. So if that's the case, nefesh is an exclusionary term saying only an individual can bring it. Now, if the father passed away, he left over mincha, the father is an individual, but he left it to his two sons. His two sons in the inheritance are partners. So if it remains in the father's possession, that's why we bring the mincha, because it's still nefesh achad, it's still only one individual who's bringing the korban. On the other hand, if you say that their children inherited it, and theirs now, so theirs, like we said before, that it would be, if it was the olah, it would discard the application, it would be meratzeh for them, it would be mechaper for them. Then over here, the two children own the mincha. They are partners in this mincha. Partners in the mincha, they can't bring it. By the fact that you can bring the mincha shows that they are not koneh, the item. So Gemara says, "V'lo kanyelu," and you think they're not koneh? You think the Yerushim don't take possession of the item? Someone who passed away and left an animal to his children, that's an animal that was kodesh, umeit, and then he passed away. Kreva ve'em mimirim ba. You bring the korban. Friends, if it's an olah, that korban can still be brought in mizbeach ve'em mimirim ba, and they can't do tmuranet. They can't exchange this animal for another animal and make it who tmurato yek kodesh. Why not? Because he amar bishlamak kanyelu. If you say the children who inherited from their father, they're konen, it becomes theirs and it's in their possession. I know day mimirim ba. That's why they can't do tmurat. That's why they're unable to make an exchange of it, because avilu kashutvin. They're like partners in it. Vashutvin lo matzu mimirim. And partners can't do tmurat. Tmurat cannot be done by partners, because each partner basically has a veto right against the other partner. So therefore, you can't have tmurat. We're seeing a second that is gzeret hakatuv. It's not just the fact that the other partner has a veto right. Because if that was the case, if both partners agreed, then they could do tmura. But right now, the Gemara says, well, the fact that they can't do tmura proves to you that there is shutfut, there is partnership here. If there is partnership, that means that they inherited it fully. That means they have full ownership of it. Say Nachanami, by the way, the Gemara could just ask the question now between Stira and Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan made both of these statements, but the Gemara is just asking it as a more general question based on the position we took till now, which is that Rav Ashi asked, well, why not say that it is mechaper for mitzvot to say for the Yoshim, implying that the Yoshim actually inherited it? That way, Rav Dan, Rav Yochanan, who says that a mincha can be brought after the death of the individual by his children, that implies that they are not inheriting it. They do not have possession of it, because otherwise they couldn't bring it, bishutfut. Then we have another case where it sounds like they do inherit it, and that's a case where it's tmura. By tmura, we say they can't do tmura on the animal left by their father because they are shutfin. So Gemara says, Eli Amart Lo Kanyelu, if you say that they did not go to it, Amri Yunami Limru, why can't they do tmura here? It's because it belongs to their fathers, it belongs to a single individual, you should be able to do tmura. It says, Shani Altam Damakrat, Zerat Takatu by tmura, Hamir Yamir. Both et hayoresh. Echad memir ve'en shnei merim. It comes to teach you, Yamir, Yamir, one is Hamer, even after death, that the Yoresh is included in Hamara, that he can do Tmura. And then the Limud also is, it's written in the singular form, which is Echad memir ve'en shnei merim. That is Gzeret HaKetuv. Gzeret HaKetuv is that the Yoresh can do Tmura on the animal, but that's only as long as he is an individual. If he's more than one person, if there are more than one inheritor, then there is no Tmura, and that's a Gzeret HaKetuv. So until this point in the Gemara has now concluded that Lo Kani Luhu, they are not Koneit. The Yorshim do not take possession of the item. Do not take possession of the item. That's why, by the Mincha, they can bring the Mincha, because there's no Shutafut. Belonged to their father, it's a single owner, therefore they can bring the Mincha. By Tmura, well, they don't inherit it, it's not theirs, then why can't they do Tmura? That's a Gzeret HaKetuv by Tmura, that a Yoresh can be memir on the animal of his father, but that's only as long as they're an individual. If there are multiple yoshim, that is not true. That's Gzeret HaKetuv. If that's the case, it still leaves us with the problem or a question of Ravashi's position. Ravashi says, just like the Ola of the Oleta came in mechaperet on her chataim, her aseis, mitzvot aseis, so too by the yoshim, when they inherit, the Ola should protect them or take care of them and do a kapara for them. So it'll be kasher umiratzeh, kasher umechaper. And that would upend Rabbi Lazar's whole position. He's trying to bring a proof from the fact that if you bring lachamita, lachamita shows you that it's kasher v'ein meratzeh. How does Rabbi Lazar know that? It is kasher and it is meratzeh. So we still have the problem now because that implies that the yoshim are koneh, and that's how they get the kapara. And we just saw from Rabbi Yochanan here that he's not, the yoshim are not koneh. If they're not koneh, then they can't get any access to the kapara. The meratzeh or the ritzui only apply to the original balim. The original balim are dead. So there is no ritzui. So until this point in time, Rabbi Lazar's statement still exists. Then Ravashi's question is not a strong question. We'll continue with this Gemara tomorrow.